Welcome to our service for the fifth Sunday of Lent. This Sunday is known as Passion Sunday. We've lost the root meaning of the word passion, which originally meant suffering. On this Sunday, we traditionally reflect on the cross of Christ. We begin with perhaps the greatest of the Passion chorales. O sacred head, sore wounded, defiled and put to scorn.
Mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offences. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. And so you are justified when you speak, and upright in your judgment. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Indeed, I have been wicked from my birth, a sinner from my mother's womb. For behold, you look for truth and within me, and will make me understand wisdom secretly. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, we boldly pray. En tad, rhanait yn y nefaith, sancteddia dy enw, dyle dy dernas, gwnela dy wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechli ar y ddear hefyd. Dydon ni heddiw ein bar y beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddau'n nina ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwenni y brofod i gaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg, canis eiddo ti o'r dernas, a'r gallu a'r gogoniant. An oes oes oedd.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Forever and ever. Amen.
The Collect for Passion Sunday. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The first reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each man teach his neighbour and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from John chapter 12, beginning at the 20th verse. Among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honour. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it, and said that it was thunder. Others said, An angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is Passion Sunday, the day when we focus our attention on the suffering of Jesus. Of course, Good Friday is coming, which you might think is the more appropriate opportunity for that. But the problem is that that would leave us without a Sunday to focus on the meaning of the most important symbol in the Christian faith. So, 3 weeks before Easter, we begin the season of Passiontide with its great chorales and hymns, and we focus on the cross of Jesus. In the Northumbria Community Service of Morning Prayer, which I've been using throughout this long period of lockdown, there's a meditation each day. As you go through the months, the meditations are repeated in a cycle. I haven't quite worked out how frequently they come round, perhaps every 2 months or so. One of them is the lyrics of a song by a writer called Godfrey Bertil, whom I'd not encountered before. It's a meditation on the cross. When I look at the blood, all I see is love. When I stop at the cross, I can see the love of God. I can't see competition, hierarchy, pride or prejudice, or the abuse of authority, the lust for power, manipulation, rage or anger or selfish ambition. When I look at the blood, all I see is love. When I stop at the cross, I can see the love of God. I can't see unforgiveness, I can't see hate or envy, stupid fighting, bitterness or jealousy. I can't see empire building, self-importance, backstabbing or vanity or arrogance. When I look at the blood, all I see is love. When I stop at the cross, I can see the love of God. surrender, sacrifice, salvation, humility, righteousness, faithfulness, grace, forgiveness, love, love, love. Over the months, as the song has come round in the liturgy, I always find myself wanting to say that it depends which side of the cross you look at. If you look at the dark side of the cross, at all the human sinfulness which drove Jesus there, you will indeed see precisely many of the things that Bertil says he can't see. The abuse of authority and lust for power of the religious hierarchy, their arrogance and their jealousy of Jesus, their cynical manipulation of Judas and of the fickle crowd. Each of these is all too visible at Golgotha. And if we are to understand the cross properly, we'll understand that these sins of the Sanhedrin are just the tip of the iceberg. At a deeper level, they represent all the human sinfulness to which the cross is God's response of love. I think, though, that Bertil understands this. What the song is saying, perhaps, is that there is a place to stand beyond this, a place where you no longer see the dark side of the cross, because you've understood that at Calvary it has been dealt with once and for all. It is finished, Christ Jesus. The sacrifice is complete. We began our Bible study series on the disciplines of Christian living with the discipline of forgiveness, because forgiveness is the only door into the Christian life. As the old song puts it, "You must come in by and through the Lamb." My God is so high you can't get over him. He's so low you can't get under him. He's so wide you can't get round him. You must come in by and through the Lamb. The encounter with Jesus at the cross is at the heart of the meaning of Lent. It is here that we come face to face with the sinfulness of man, which is to say, face to face with our own sinfulness. Pride and pretense fall away when we look upon the face of Christ. It is not the gruesomeness of the cross which claims our attention, though that can sometimes speak. It is not even the agony of it, though that is something we should not forget. Rather, it is the shocking willingness of it, the sense that the agony of the cross has been willingly chosen by the Saviour. He chose this way when he did not have to, and he chose it for me. I have nothing to offer him. I can only receive what he has freely given. I cannot come to the cross with any sense of self-justification, with any sense of self-worth. It is he who justifies me. No other can. It is he who sets the standard of what I am worth. No other can. It is he and only he who can say, "You are worth this." However great or little you feel your worth to be, however great or little the worth that is set on you by others, whether they love you, whether they despise you, whether you love or despise yourself, this is your value. This price willingly paid. This love willingly given. Whatever anyone else says about you, this is what he says. This is his word, and his word is the last word. Amen.
Hallelujah. Wrth i ni weddio yn ein cartrefi unigol, ar draws y wlad ac ar hyd ar lled y byd, yr ydym yn cael ein huno'n un teulu. Felly, gadewch i ni oedi a chanfod cyfnod o dywelwch wrth i ni godi'n calonau mewn gweddi. Dyw cariad, wrth i ni deithio i Jerusalem, cadw ein golwg ar Iesu. Llai ha hunanoldeb ynom ni, er mwyn ein had ennill fel pobl dy yleini a gwirionedd. Dyma'n gweddi yn nerth yr ysbryd glân. Amen. Father, we ask your blessing on those who lead the church's worship at this solemn time, both in our parish, our LMA, and throughout the diocese. We pray that all who minister your word in our churches may be given perception and understanding to lead your people into the light of truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dduw adferiad ac iachad, diolch am weithwyr iechyd ym mhob man, sy'n caru'n y berthol yn y dyddiau heriol hyn, gan roi lles eraill o flaen eu lles eu hunain. Yn cysuro'r gyfudus a'r galaris, yn calonogi'r pryderus a'r bregus, yn gweithio i iachau ac adfer pobl sâl. Bydd yn dywysydd, yn gryfder a gobaith iddynt. Arglwydd yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Father, we pray for your blessing on us, our families, and our friends this Lent, so that as we examine our lives, we may draw closer to you, and through self-discipline and prayer, we may know your will for us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gofynnwn i ti roi dywelwch meddwl i rheini sydd yn pryderus yn ystod y cyfnod anodd yma, oherwydd salwch, gwaith, unigrwydd, cyllid neu ansicrwydd. Bydded eithgariad sy'n byth yn darfod eu cysuro, eu nerthu, eu harwain, er lles pawb, ac er gogoniant i Dduw. Arglwydd yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. We pray for the grieving, the dying, and for the many who have already moved on from this world into eternity. We remember in particular those known to us. May they rest forever in your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, hear these our prayers with love and compassion, for they are made in the name of the one whose life, death, and resurrection bring salvation and hope to the whole world. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
My This song is love unknown. My Saviour's love to me, love to the loveless shown, that they might love me. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? He came from his blessed throne, salvation to bestow, but men made strange and none that longed for Christ would know. But oh, my friend, my friend, at my need his life did spend. Sometime they strew his way, and his sweet praises sing, resounding all the day, hosannas to the King. Then crucify all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry. They rise and meet, will have my dear Lord made away. A murderer they save, the Prince of Life they slay. Yet cheerful he to suffering goes, that he his foes from thence might free. Here might I stay and sing, no story so divine. Never was loved a king, never was grief like thine. This is my friend, in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend.
Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, daily to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.
Doesn't seem quite appropriate to do a look on the bright side for Passion Sunday, but there is good news. At our church's officers' meeting this week, we decided that we will open our churches again on Palm Sunday and on Easter Sunday, as follows. On Palm Sunday, there'll be a service of Holy Communion of Penbryn at 9:30 and a service of Holy Communion at Newquay at 11:15. On Good Friday, there'll be the traditional service of the Last Hour in Newquay. And then on Easter Day, Easter Sunday, there'll be a 9:30 service at Llantysilio Gogo, a 10:30 service at Cross Inn, and 11:15 services at Penbryn and Newquay. We're not certain yet that we'll be able to have our sunrise service on Easter morning. As I speak, it wouldn't be allowed by the regulations, but we think that the regulations may have been eased by then. If they have, then we'll have a traditional clifftop service on the top of the cliff on Easter Sunday morning at about 6 o'clock, depending on what sunrise is. So although we haven't got a look on the bright side today, there are bright things to look forward to as Easter approaches.